One in every 300 children are diagnosed with cancer every year, and their families are living in fear that their son or daughter may not survive. Suzanne Ryan, whose six-year-old son Drew is currently receiving treatment for leukemia, is one of those mothers.
The treatment for Drew started, as I say, the 1st of February. It'll be finished now in the next, hopefully, 4 or 5 weeks. And then he goes into what's called maintenance, which is for boys 3 years and for girls 2 years. And that's where he'll be sort of attending Crumlin once every 3 months, and then out to the Mercy then every month, and on oral chemotherapy at home. There's always a worry, and the fear is just enormous.
Caroline Byrne is relieved that her 3-year-old daughter Casey has been given the all clear after undergoing treatment for neuroblastoma. But for her, the worry of the disease recurring is always there.
She's in remission for the last 6 months. She's visits every 3 months now. She gets her ultrasound and the doctor gives her a quick check over, and then we just hope that she's clean and clear. So there is a 70% chance of Casey relapsing with neuroblastoma. That's one of our big worries now, is just to keep it away, because like, if it was to come back, we know what we're in for this time, and she's that bit older, she realises, she knows things.
Tune into our lunchtime bulletins again tomorrow to hear why these parents would like to see an improvement in services for the treatment of childhood cancer. Fiona Donnelly, Cork's Red FM.